Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Tenaya, T-E-N-I-A, Bay, B-E-Y. Tenaya Bay is a 33-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1/24/23. Appeared on that occasion, she fell in the air on black ice at her job location. Appeared she landed on her left side. Scratch that. She fell on her left and backwards. Appeared she did not experience head trauma or loss of consciousness. Appeared she believes she injured her left hand, mid-back, and hip, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Appeared she did continue to take ibuprofen and get massages on her own to relieve pain. Appeared she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared new paragraph. As per the record supplied, Ms. Bay was seen at Occupational Health on 1/24/23, period. She reported falling on black ice that day and had pain in her left hand and wrist, period. She was diagnosed with left wrist sprain status post-mechanical fall. Appeared she was instructed in applying ice and an ace wrap to her left wrist. Period. She followed up here over the next few weeks, running through 2/17/23. Period. They rendered additional diagnoses of left wrist sprain, comma, thoracic sprain, comma, and left thumb tenosynovitis. Period. The paragraph, she then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Miller on 3/14/23. Appeared she complained of back problems from a slip and fall. Period. He also learned of a history of scoliosis, but she never had any low back discomfort in the past. Period. His impression was lumbar contusion with ongoing myofascial pain. Period. He referred her for a course of physical therapy and prescribed Flexeril. Period. She would continue with ibuprofen as needed. Period. She participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. She continued to see Dr. Miller through 6/1/23. She also submitted a note from what appears to be Dr. Michael Grenis, G-R-E-N-I-S, releasing her to return to work full duty effective 5/31/23. Period. On the final visit with Dr. Miller, he opined she was approximately 90% improved and had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. On 2/3/23, she also had x-rays of the left hip that showed no fractures or dislocations. Period. On 2/10/23, she told Occupational Health that her wrist sprain resolved, but she added complaints involving her left hip and back. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, she curiously used her right hand to bend her left thumb for flexion and adduction. Period. Passively, she had full range of motion of the thumb as well as the remaining digits. Wrists, elbows, and shoulders without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing was 5-5. She resisted left hand grasp and was ratchet-like for pinch grip. Paired strength was otherwise 5-5 bilaterally. Paired she was tender at the left thumb, interphalangeal joint, and web space, but there was none on the right. Paired hands, wrists, elbows, normal, extremities lower. She remained in her pants, limiting visualization and pinprick testing proximally. Pray the rest of that section is normal. Hips and pelvis normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic. She was tender in the midline. Mildly from T5 through T7. Pray the rest of that is normal. And lumbar cervical is normal. Impressions. On 124-23 Tanaya Bay slipped and fell on ice at her workplace. Period. She was seen the same day at Occupational Health and was diagnosed with contusions and sprains. Period. An appropriate course of conservative therapeutic measures was initiated. Period. She remained symptomatic and was treated orthopedically by Dr. Miller. Period. She offered additional complaints to those that were initially present, meaning the wrist pain. Period. She did receive physical therapy. Period. As of 6/1/23, Dr. Miller discharged her from care, having improved by 90%. Period. New paragraph, the current exam of Ms. Bay noted an unusual way to bend the left thumb. Period. She did not actively carry it out, but used her right hand to bend the thumb in flexion and adduction. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the thumb, wrist, and hand were negative. Period. She had full range of motion of the lower extremities, including the hips. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. Provocative maneuvers in the spine were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the left thumb, comma, hand, comma, back, comma, or hip. Period. And she has recently started a new position with similar job tasks to the one she held with the insured. Period. And